Think of your local football club and you tend to imagine this kind of thing.
It's Fleetwood.
Yes! Stuart Fleetwood, is he?
Come on!
Stuart Fleetwood, the man to get the goal for Hereford United.
But there's much more to Hereford United than just the first team on a Saturday afternoon.
We do 219 coaching hours in schools during a five-day period, so we've got a team of anywhere between 10 and 12 coaches.
Jamie Edwards runs the United Community Trust.
219 hours in the schools. Disability coaching is now up to 16 hours. We work closely with the Royal National College for the Blind. We had four or five players in the World Cup last year that had come through the RNC Football Academy, which is named the RNC Bulls.
Among the youngsters who have benefited in recent times are 11-year-olds Dan Pugh and Ben Hardman.
It's real good skills and everything they teach us. Yeah, better than like training for clubs. We train real well here, so went to Malta and did well there. We had a tournament.
Yeah, it was really good. We struggled, but we played well. I learned a lot of skills, just got better at football, really.
The soccer schools clearly play a major part in providing good quality training for a range of youngsters who would otherwise not have access to it. The point isn't lost on Dan and Ben's mums. In a moment, Sarah Prothero. First of all, Kerry Pugh.
They've made lots of new friends. Dan's been coming since he was quite small, so he loves coming. He played for Jamie all the time. Yeah, friendship, they've made a lot of friends, coaches. He's always had some nice staff.
They do every holiday, I think. Jamie automatically puts their names down because he knows that they'll be there because they get so much enjoyment out of it.
And they were just telling me they've just been to Malta.
Yes, they have. We went as well. We went to make sure they were all right. Yes.
Oh, tough gig, wasn't it?
Oh, very hard. Yeah, very, very hard. But it was a fantastic experience for the boys and for us as well to watch them.
Another strand of the Community Trust work is centred on the Royal National College for the Blind. Hereford leads the country in terms of blind football, and coach John Pugh says the Trust's input has been vital in developing the game.
Jamie set up a scheme 2 years ago, which he helped us with some coaches initially, and then they got some funding to have a permanent disability officer in the community, which meant that we would be able to have 10 hours worth of coaching from their coaching, who come in and help us on the Football Academy, which helps us immensely because I work on my own most of the time, and we have two different groups of football.
Among those to benefit from this specialist coaching is England international John Heenan.
Played to a fairly decent standard. And then when I lost my sight, I had 2.5 years where I did nothing. And then when I came to the college, I was a bit like, well, I don't want to play blind football because I was used to the fully sighted game, really. Then I got persuaded into doing it and I loved it. So I carried it on.
Jamie Edwards says the main aim of the Trust is to provide youngsters with top quality coaching in a safe environment. But he also admits a byproduct of the Trust's work is to have the youngsters feel that Hereford United is very much their club.
We've also enhanced what we do on the soccer schools in that there's going to be penalty competitions, crossbar challenges. All the winners from those will get the opportunity to come and do the same competition on the pitch at half-time in front of the crowd. So that in itself is a great incentive for children to come.
The last word goes to John Pugh from the Royal National College for the Blind. He says it's difficult to overestimate the importance of the Trust's work.
They help us out all the time. They supply us with kit. We called the RNC Bulls in the league, and we fantastically finished second with a Muchley development squad. And it is all down to Hereford United and the coaches they supply us. Without them, we'd struggle immensely on match days especially. So I'd like to thank them.